My name is Alyssa.
And I'm Emily.
And you're listening to Slash and Slay, a horror podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Guys, we sound so much better this week.
Yes.
We each have our own mic again.
We each have our own mic. And now Alyssa doesn't have to smell my nasty breath.
Right.
No, I have a gum addiction.
Every week.
She's like.
After I'm like, oh God,
Emily. Emily, your breath, bro.
I just smell the microphone.
Like, okay.
So gross.
Weird.
So if you hear any weird pops, creaks, if our breath is too loud, I'm sorry.
It's We're Alyssa's getting... ailing joints creaking.
It's very true. It's not a lie.
I did pull something in my shoulder. Update, everybody.
What?
I don't know what it was. I just pulled it. My shoulder, something in there.
Doing what, though?
Working out.
Working out.
And I didn't stretch properly. Everybody needs to stretch.
Well, at least it was from working out, not just, like, getting up.
Oh, yeah, that would be sad. Like, I was picking up a... I was like picking up my mug in the morning or something,
right,
and pull something.
Oh,
ow! I do have a qualm. Okay. That I need to air.
Can you guys hear that? Pick up the toilet flushing?
A toilet has flushed. It is not clogging, as I can tell. anyway, I have a qualm to air.
Okay.
And it's because of my coworker.
Okay.
And I'm gonna make him listen to this. Yesterday, I was listening to a podcast, and I was like, oh, it's so good, blah, 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 talking about it. And he says, I need a creepy podcast recommendation, like something about scary stuff. And I was like...
For real?
Yeah.
Did he know about...
Yes.
Bro.
I know. I was like...
Hello?
Should I say mine?
Should you slap a sticker on his head?
Oh, yeah, I should have. But ours isn't really creepy.
But we do talk about creepy things.
Yes, we do.
It's just like, it's like a laid back creepy.
It's a chill chatting with the girlies creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have any creepy podcast recommendations, just recommend us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. That's and no my one qualm. Else.
That is my qualm.
Well, that's my qualm now too. I'm qualmed. I'm qualmed about your coworker.
Do we have any slash and slays?
No. We don't. I don't, because I haven't read or watched anything.
Anything.
I've been so busy.
I am trying to remember if I watched anything. I did watch 3 movies last week.
You did watch Sting.
Oh, yes, I watched Sting. So AMC does a thing where they show movies that you don't know what it is. It's called Screen Unseen, and you don't know what it's going to be. You go in the theater. Usually they do things that maybe not aren't getting as much popularity on socials or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they did one called for Scream Unseen, which was a horror movie.
Love that.
And this one turned out to be Sting, which we had talked about.
We did. We
briefly
had.
Mm-hmm. And you said you refused to watch it because it's about spy does.
I just said it was probably gonna be scary.
Yes. It was actually very, very fun, enjoyable, very heartfelt, actually. Hmm. It was kind of like, gave me same vibes as Quiet Place, as in the family aspect of the movie,
yeah,
is kind of at the heart rather than the terrifying creature.
Mm-hmm.
And also I think you could be able to handle it because it's just a big spider that's just really, like, it just moves really fast.
Yeah. Is it kind of like Aragog in Harry Potter?
Yeah. I mean, smaller than that,
scarier,
but
creepier. They go to the forest and you see Aragog, and you're kind of, like, honestly, a little freaked out, but, like, it's not that big of a deal. But then there's, like, the more spiders that come.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it, like, that level?
I think, well, at first when it's really tiny, I'm just, like, squish it, like, just mm-hmm. squish it. Then when it gets big, it doesn't get huge. So it gets like the size of a medium dog, I would say.
Okay.
Which
okay.
is like,
I mean, still not something I want to see.
No. But like I said, it's a very dark movie. I think it was I didn't look up the budget, but maybe a little bit lower budget. So there's a lot of like use of lighting that I think honestly works very well.
Yeah.
I think they used what they had very well. It all takes place in this one, because they're like snowed in, so they can't leave. So it all takes place in this little apartment complex.
Okay.
And in the ducts of it, like the AC ducts and things like that. But no, I think it was really interesting. So it's basically about a family who there's the daughter who's a teenager, maybe preteen.
Mm-hmm.
She loves spiders and creepy things, and she loves comic books. And her stepdad is a really good artist. So they'd like do a comic book together, and they're trying to get it released more, because it got released, but they're trying to up their numbers.
Yeah.
And she finds this spider that fell from the sky, like an alien spider.
Oh.
And she figures out how to, like, that it eats a lot, and it can mimic her, and, like, you know, it's a crazy spider no one's ever seen. And just so happens, a biologist lives.
Of course.
Above, yeah. Oh, and he's like, I've never seen this. This is not good. This is dangerous. Of course, no one listens to him.
They never listen to the biologist.
But yeah, no, it's a small cast of characters. Really good. I think it was really good. I think you'd like it if you can get past the
spider
part, which is really not that big a feature. You don't really see it even that much. It's usually like you hear it in the walls or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is going to be a sequel, maybe. Oh. And I don't know if you'll be able to watch that one.
Because there's going to be babies.
I think there's babies. But we'll see.
Yeah, it's honestly the multiple spiders.
The sheer amount, yeah. Because one is, I mean, if it was this one spider, not so manageable. Yeah. But I could see myself surviving it.
Right.
Anyway. Creaky couch.
Creaky. I feel like with this mic, you're going to be able to hear every time I move.
I also watched Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm.
Which terrifying, because AI is terrifying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of horror, like pretty gruesome in some parts.
I've seen it. It's been a long time
since I've
seen it.
So I watched that in IMAX. I'm trying to remember the other movie I watched. I saw another movie,
but now I don't remember. Oh, I did watch a horror movie.
What is it?
Actually, I watched two. Really, really. Well, one was really weird, and I should have stopped watching it. It's like one of those where it's like, why am I watching this? This is so weird and so gross, but it's on and I'm still watching it. I was kind of doing two things at once.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, one, it was called, oh shoot, what's it even called?
Oh my God. You always forget.
It's called Live. One is called Live.
Live.
It's about this reality, they make this reality show that's like Russian roulette. Like physically, like really is actually Russian roulette, where they bring in, I think it was like six contestants, and they, well, you know, they get their name drawn, and then they have to aim the gun at their head and pull the trigger.
Oh.
And then whoever obviously doesn't die wins like $5 million or something. Okay. Like the people that don't. It wasn't very like exciting, like, you know, because it was like the whole, this person was actually Eva Mendez. Mm-hmm. There kept being people that were like, oh, I know that person. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he was in it. Yeah. But I'd never heard of this movie before. So it was a lot of buildup of Eva Mendez like trying to get this reality show off the ground. So she's trying to like
girl quit.
Yeah, it's trying to like get the sponsors and all the stuff, get the contestants, and then they have the show actually kind of towards the end. So it's really not like scary or anything, but it's still qualified as like a horror.
What was the prize?
$5 million.
That's all?
That's it.
I mean, I guess that's a lot.
$5 million or death.
I know. That's like a lot. I mean, You know, when I was driving to Oklahoma a few weeks ago, there were signs that said if you hit one of the workers, you'd have like working on the roads, and then you'd have a fine of like $10,000. And I was like, that's all
for hitting someone?
A person?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And then I looked at my like life insurance with my company, and I'm like, ooh, girl's not worth much. Same. Girl is not worth
actually,
much.
Actually, though, actually.
Yeah. No,
same.
It's so sad to see a number put on your life.
Right.
$5 million, I guess I would try it.
$5 million's a lot.
I know. $5 million is kind of a lot. You know what? I'm for it. I would do it. I'd sign up.
Sign me up right now.
Yeah. Because honestly, it's like the thing that stops me from doing all those shows is like looking a fool, like not knowing right? something. Uh-huh. But if I'm like, well, this is a completely just a game just of chance.
Yeah.
And I'm taking my life in my own hands. So.
Yeah.
Was there only one winner or were multiple
there were
people?
Like five winners and then
okay
the sixth person lost okay. obviously.
Well, so, that's better than what I thought it was, because I thought it would be like a tier thing, like your chances get worse and worse as it goes along
of winning
of dying.
Well, it does in a way.
Okay.
Because the longer you go, like the first person does it, it's like it's still chance, and it is actually technically still all equal chance, right?
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right.
But it does get worse as you go, as more people stay alive and you're not picked yet. You're like, my chances get worse, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I watched that. And then I watched this movie called Special. The Special, maybe? It's,
is that the one you should have stopped?
I should have not even started it. It was like, I think this was on Hulu, and it was like the one that came right out, like live ended, and then this one just like auto played.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just was like, oh, okay. I'm just
watching it.
It's basically, it's about this guy. He thinks his wife is cheating on him. So his best friend takes him to a brothel. To get what's known as the special.
Ooh.
Which is basically he puts his dick in a box and it's like the most best thing he's ever experienced.
Nice. Nice, bro.
So the mother of the brothel or whatever. She's also like a psychic or something.
Is this British?
No.
Okay.
And I also didn't know anyone from the movie at all.
Okay.
She's like, tells the best friend, she's like, don't let him come back here. Because she was just like, it wants him.
Oh, no.
Don't let him come back here. So, but the guy now cannot stop thinking about this amazing.
And you know, whatever men in their weak will.
Yes, exactly. He goes back and he he tries to steal the box. He steals it and he kills the psychic lady.
Oh my gosh, all for that?
Yes. And then he like checks into like this seedy hotel room and just keeps the box there and will just go like use it all the time.
Okay.
And slowly he starts getting like this rash and stuff.
Yeah, I bet.
And the more he uses, the more crazy he gets. Like, his wife, he ends up, I'll just tell you, because you're never going to watch it. I never suggest you watch it.
Okay.
And I never suggest anyone watch it. He kills his wife, because his wife, like, follows him to the hotel, and she's like, what the hell? Because it's gross. He sticks his fingers in the box, and then he's like, and this, like, stuff comes out.
Uh-huh.
And he puts that stuff on. And he's like, oh, this stuff that's like, is what's amazing.
I can
take
this
stuff out and like, yeah, just put it on and use it. But then it runs dry. And then he cracks open the box. It's like lock and key. He like gets the box open and he's like frantic. He's just like frantic. He's just like descending into madness this whole time. Just trying to fuck this box. Like that's all he cares about. And he opens the box and it's just like this weird amorphous like blob in the box, and so he's like, you know, caring for it, protecting it and stuff. His wife finds, she's like, what the heck? And he kills her. And then his best friend comes to his house. He's like, goes to, he like blocks everything out at his house and just has this thing in the bed. And he's just like holding it and stuff. But he's progressively getting like rashes growing up his body.
Yeah.
He's got rashes up his body now.
He don't clean it.
on
no
his,
Lysol,
on his
no
like,
nothing.
neck and everything.
That juicy.
And so his best friend comes over. He's like, okay, dude, like, well, it's fine. Like, we'll figure this out.
What if you walked in and I was doing that? Would you be like, Emily?
Like, I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, like I'm sorry, I would not
I'm
expect you to help me. I would expect you to leave.
Well, the there's like a bouncer from the brothel who's like, he's like, I he says, tell your friend, because he like knew that his friend did it. He's like, it's like, tell your friend that I can help him when he's ready. And so his best friend's like, we'll go take you to this guy and like, we'll get you help. And he kills his best friend.
Okay.
So but then he does, oh, the blob is like starting to turn black. Like the blob is struggling itself and he's
Okay.
struggling.
Okay.
He takes it to the guy.
Bouncer.
He's like, I want it back. Like, I need this thing back. And the bouncer's like, okay, chill in here for a second. It's all good. The bouncer goes, and you see the bouncer just like building a box. And then the guy is laying on the bed and he's morphing into the
Oh
blob.
my gosh.
So he becomes the blob. Then the blob is set into another box,
And the
and the
cycle
box and the
repeats.
cycle repeats.
Okay, so moral of the story, clean your fleshlights.
Or you will become one.
Or you will become
That is
one.
the moral of the story.
That's disgusting.
We're going to take a quick break,
Break a sojourn.
a sojourn. We'll be right back after
Bye.
these messages.
After these messages.
Say hi, Jared.
Hello.
Okay. Fleshlight talk
Fleshlight
over.
talk is now over.
I don't think I'll be watching that one. Just sounds a little
It was
strange.
very strange, and it was just like, literally, just like, this is gonna sound weird, well, the way I'm gonna say it, but like watching a dude just masturbate into a
Yeah, for
box.
hours. Yeah,
Was
that's
like, and
weird.
that's why I was just like, just turn this off. But then I was like, I kind of want to know what this thing is, though.
Yeah.
It got to the point where I was like, okay, I've watched it long enough.
And then I was like, guess what it is?
It's an amorphous.
It's a sex-obsessed man.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, I was on like Instagram or something. I saw this reel and it was this girl talking about how like when her husband was cheating on her, they had Christmas together. They went to family events. Like she just had no idea, whatever. The top comment was somebody who paid for their like little verification and he had like 2,000 followers. But he was like, men and sex are like, men look at sex like food. And you don't want the home cooking for the rest of your life. Sometimes you want Wendy's and McDonald's and blah, 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 blah. And had almost 900 likes. And I was like,
Sick.
what?
No.
I'm not a food.
Yeah, it's like, bro, don't com stop comparing women to objects.
No, I'm not
It's
Wendy's or home cooked meal. I'm a person.
I'm a person with thoughts and feelings. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
You
and then
freak.
some people were like, well, then just don't like commit to home cooking then.
Yes,
Like, if you're gonna go
exactly.
with
It's
that.
like if you there are people who are open to not home cooking.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
Like,
that are open to various things
and many
that want
relationships, that's
yes. So it's
fine.
like don't commit to and then be like, well,
And
it's just
don't
what men
generalize.
do.
Yeah, and don't
I'm like,
generalize
no.
and excuse the fact that many men don't think that they need to control their urges
Yeah.
when you actually can be an adult and not, you know, like
Yeah.
I don't eat a whole cake even if I
Right?
want to.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
So that I think that was the moral of the story. It's like literally don't do that or you will be turned into
A flashlight.
a fleshlight and other men will use you. Is that what you want?
No, it's not. So I'm
Well,
gonna control
maybe.
my
Maybe
urges.
so. Maybe that's what you want.
If it
Not
is,
you,
then
not
don't control
you.
your urges.
other men.
As long as you don't kill anybody, that's wrong too.
Right, don't kill especially people.
Especially over your own, like, oh man, she won't let me masturbate. Are you kidding me? You kill somebody over that? That's embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Anyway. Anyway. I know you haven't read anything.
I haven't.
I finished 2 horror books, actually.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I finished The Fisherman by, his last name escapes me, John something.
I can't see it from here.
It's basically Pet Sematary, but not offensive to Native Americans. Mm-hmm. And the backstory is German. And the backstory is the majority of the story.
Yeah.
Of how this fisherman came about. Really good. Really sad. Made me sob. But also really good. And then I read Annihilation by Jeff Vandermeer. Have you seen that movie?
I have.
I've not seen the movie. I think I just am not qualified to give much of a review on this one because it's not anything that I normally would read.
Yeah.
And I think I might be a little too dumb for it.
Mm, I don't think so.
I just was like, eh, the whole time. So, I don't know. Anyway.
That's kind of like the movie was like that too.
Okay.
You're just like, huh? What? What's the point of that?
Okay, you know? That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed very useless to me. Mm. I mean, just like, I mean, it's cool and a cool concept and everything, but and ambiguity is good in some instances, but I feel like there is so much ambiguity. There is nothing to root it in any sort of reality. Not that that's the intention, but I think I was waiting for something to root it in reality and I should have gone into it not expecting anything like that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, those are my slash and slays.
Okay, slash and slay.
We have one more thing
to slay. We have one more thing to slash or slay.
Slash or slay.
And that would be the Edgar Allan Poe Speakeasy
Pop-up experience.
That we went to last Thursday.
I was shocked we went.
Me too. It was 10 p.m.
We both were like,
on a Thursday night, which we shocked, I guess, if we didn't choose that time, but.
No, we that was, they were sold out everywhere else, so we had to do the 10.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do 10. Around 8 o'clock, I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever thought of to do. I hate everything. Like, why on earth did we decide to do this? And I told Alyssa, I can always ask for a refund.
She did. I was like, I want to do this, but I don't want to get ready. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to expect. And I hate not knowing what to expect.
Yes.
So she texted me that and I almost was like, yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yeah, I know. And then my friend also texted me and said, I can't believe you're going out at 10. I'm so proud of you. And I was like, dang it.
And then I was like, we teased it on the pot. So we have we have to at least.
That would be so embarrassing if we were like, guys, we didn't go because we were too sleepy.
Never mention it again.
We were too sleepy and too scared and too anxious. I am so happy to report though that it was actually not anxiety inducing in the slightest. It wasn't.
No.
Strangely, I've never been to an event like that that wasn't like weird. Mm-mm. Like where I'm like, I don't know where to go. Everybody's being weird.
Yeah, it was super chill. Comfortable. I was a little like when we first walked in, I was like overwhelmed because it was like
we didn't understand
so many people and like it was in a small room, so it felt like a lot. But then, I mean, it was fine.
I cannot believe 5 people ran that thing.
Yeah.
And they were performing and serving all at the same time.
Yes.
Because they literally walked out and I was like, oh, this is like the usher guy. No. He's the main guy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, guys, let me see your ID and your tickets, and making jokes and also being like not too crazy at the same. I don't know. It was just like the perfect balance that they had. And I could not do that. That's for sure.
When the main like MC guy was like, when we were walking in, he was like, sisters.
Yeah, he was like, sinister salutations, sisters. And I was like, right back at you, bro. Hey. No, it was so chill. And then like, I was worried about the audience too.
Yeah.
Because the place that we live in, I was expecting the weirdos to come crawling out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, there's some like normies here.
We're very normies. And, you know, we got served a drink with every single little story.
I do have to tell you, I don't think I told you this, but when you went to the bathroom that one time, I think the girl next to you was trying to also went to the restroom. And then the girl next to her was trying to save her drink. And I just grabbed it out of her hand. because I was like, thanks. I thought she was saving it for you. And I was like, thank you. And I was like, thanks. So then I felt really bad. But whoops. Then you gave her the other drink. So I think it was okay. But yeah, I felt so bad.
It worked out.
Anyway, yeah. It was way more pleasant than I thought it would be. The performances. Mm-hmm. I think they were, you know, at first I was like, whoa, those are intense. But then I was like, no, this is how it should be.
Yeah,
like,
it really is. There's got to be, you got to have yelling and stuff. The only thing I will say is I don't think they needed the mic.
Oh, no, they did not. It was distracting.
If anything, they could have just had the mic, like, down, like, had it, like, set up on a mic stand and had it down just to kind of, and then they were, you know, back on the stage. Because they were holding the mic and, like, they were projecting enough. It's a small room. They're projecting enough. Sometimes it would kind of do that thing.
Yeah.
Which you just heard, y'all. And it was just kind of distracting a little.
I mean, I could hear people, like, talking normally.
Yeah.
Across the room when everybody else was talking. Like, it had good, it was a small room. Mm-hmm. And it's made for, like, it was in a theater room. Yeah. So, I don't think they needed it. But they did four stories. Tell Heart. Your fave.
My fave.
They did
Tell Heart, The Black Cat.
The Black Cat, my fave.
The Raven.
Nobody's favorite. I'm kidding. The Raven. And then
Red Death.
Red Death, which I had not heard before.
Or what? Wait, is that what it's called?
Mask of the Red Death.
Mask of the Red Death.
That's scary.
That one to me is very scary.
It was like COVID.
Right. And it's just like the room, like the colors, the different colors of the room.
Yeah. But no, I think it was really, really good.
What was your favorite performance?
I really liked the Black Cat performance. Mm-hmm. But also I loved the Raven, because that guy, he was just really good. He was
really good, yeah.
He was really good at, like, picking up on the audience, mm-hmm. and also, like, picking up jokes really quickly.
Yeah, ad-libbing.
Yeah, ad-libbing, like things like that. So I think he was very strong.
He did a very good job. The one thing and this is the worst for me, for any sort of event I go to, is when I get to the point where I have to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. very badly, mm-hmm. I cannot, like, I'm just...
You can't concentrate. I can't concentrate. You have to go there. Yeah.
So I know I would have enjoyed it more if I wasn't just thinking, okay, as soon as he's done, I'm going to get up and go to the bathroom. And I want to be one of the first ones in line. Like, I was thinking through all that. I was like, okay, I'll take my drink. I'll throw it. Like, I was thinking through the whole process.
Everything you were going to do. Yeah.
So, but the drinks were good.
Yeah.
Honestly, my favorite drink was the Black Cat drink, the bourbon.
The creamy one?
Yeah. I just like those kind. More than, like, fruity.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, kind of cinnamon.
Orchata vibes.
Orchata. I love orchata, so.
Okay, yeah. I just had little sippies. I was so dumb for, like, taking a whole drink and being like, I just want one sip. Mm-hmm. And then, like, just being like, here, throw this away. I felt so bad.
Well, we learned after two drinks.
It took us half. 50%.
Two drinks to learn.
So. But no, it was so fun. And
nice. We'll post pictures on our Instagram of the event.
It was very dark.
It was very dark. And it was very positive. Blue. And actually, there was a blue light in the back and a pink light at the front. We're like, it's our
colors.
We
knew we were coming. Yeah. Honestly, it was very dark in there, which I liked, because I was like, nobody can see me. Mm-hmm. Even though that's just an illusion. But it made it difficult to take photos. But also, I liked it.
So. But we did take some. Yes. So we do have some.
It was an hour and a half. Nice wrap up. And then right after, they're like, all right, bye.
Yeah, they
and
were literally like, okay, get out of here.
Bye. See
you. We're like, okay. It was very perfect. Straightforward.
Yeah.
I just, yeah.
I cannot rave about it enough.
I cannot rave in about it enough.
You did it. That was very good.
I could have been the MC.
And I was like, what if I had done this?
Done what?
The whole thing, the whole show.
The whole show by yourself?
Yeah.
You could have.
I'll be the crazy person, another crazy person, another crazy person.
Or we
could
have just done a whole nother different take on it, you know?
And they're just like chill.
And it's like, or like, just like telling story to a friend or like on FaceTime or something.
Like my wife's head was like right there. So like the, when the axe went down, it was like right in the middle of her head. And I was like, damn, this stupid cat. Like, this
stupid cat did it.
I was so freaking annoyed. But.
And so like I took the cat by the scruff and I was like, get out, cat.
I was like, get out. But then I accidentally put it in the wall.
I put my wife in the wall and the cat got in the wall. It was meowing and the police found me. And that's why I'm here on trial today.
And that's why I'm on
trial. And that's my life. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
I enjoyed it.
No, it was so fun. It was so fun.
It was so fun. We're glad we went. It was a very so slash glad. And slay event, I think.
And then Alyssa crazily at midnight left the state.
At midnight I left the state and I drove. I didn't drive.
You didn't drive.
My husband drove to Louisiana and we hit a dead deer at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I was like, that's so get out
3 a.m. in the morning.
3 a.m. in the morning. But we're safe. I'm safe.
Emily was safe that whole time.
I was safe. Snuggled up in bed. But I'm glad you're back.
I peed safe. On the side of the road.
Ooh, very nice. So that was twice. Like, was that the okay, so that would be the third time that you peed without toilet paper that evening.
Yes. I did.
Yes, three times. At the Edgar Allan Poe, there was no TP.
There was no TP. And I just went raw dog.
We just let it air dry.
I let it air dry. But I was also trying to hurry because I knew there was a long line behind me, so.
Yeah, that's a problem.
There was also no paper towels. So I couldn't even use paper towels, and I had to wipe my hands on my dress.
It's okay. We won't hold it against them, because that's not their fault. That's facilities.
Yeah.
Anyway, cheers to Edgar. We learned about his life, too, which was nice, because I knew some, but I was glad we learned a little bit, too. So, anyway, that was so fun. I hope we can go next time it comes.
Me, too. Be interesting to see if there's different, like, performers and stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure there are.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, they travel around the world, it looked like.
Yeah. It could be different subsets or whatever.
Yeah, like regional, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I want to look up and see if they're hiring. Be like, just to see, because I want to see the process.
Yeah. Because literally, it's just like, perform. Well, not everyone performed either. Two of the girls didn't perform.
But I wonder if they switch off, maybe, like, one night your server.
That's what I was thinking, too.
But also, like, this girl gave the performance of her life.
And then literally.
And then she goes to the back, gets a bucket, and is like, are you done with that?
Yeah.
And then starts serving.
Taking people's trash. I was like, amazing.
I was like, wow, that is talent.
Versatile.
Dinner theater. Drinks and theater. What are we talking about today, Alyssa?
Today, we are going to dive into the world of doppelgangers.
Just like the movie Us.
Just like the movie Us. But we're going to assign each other. We're going to come up with doppelgangers for each other in the horror world and tell each other what they are.
I only agreed to do this because I know Camila Cabello is not in a horror movie.
You came up with this idea.
I know.
You only agreed to do it.
I only agreed to.
This was your idea.
But I didn't knowing that there's no Camila Cabello horror movie.
There's no Camila Cabello.
No Camila Cabello. Yet.
Yet.
Okay. I came up with three.
Came up with three, too.
Three, two?
Three, two. I kind of did. I broke it down by category little bit.
Me
did
too.
Did kind of like who you, I think, most resemble, like, aesthetics-wise, too. Okay. And then, like, personality slash who you could be come slash...
Your potential.
Slash just kind of a random one.
Okay.
So I did it.
I have looks.
Mm-hmm.
I have aura personality-wise. Mm-hmm. And then I have, like, a movie that encompasses your aura.
Okay.
In my opinion.
All right.
In my opinion.
Let's get down to business.
Should we do looks first?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Let me find it. Let me get my notes.
You want to go first?
Sure. I have it right here. I thought. Oh, yeah, here it is. You're going to hate me.
Oh, no.
I think your lookalike is Anne Gunn in The Apology.
Why is that?
Because everybody says you look like her.
Everyone says things that look like Anna Gunn.
Yeah.
Hopefully a younger version.
Oh, she's yes. Like, but she's beautiful.
She's very beautiful, yeah.
I think I am seeing it more, but it's literally just the long face and the long features.
And she's tall.
And blonde. Mm-hmm. I think all of those things. Like, yeah, I think combined. You do look like her.
If those who don't know, Anna Gunn is from, most notably from Breaking Bad. She plays Skyler White, Walter White's wife. Mm-hmm. And I've been told a few times that I look like her. I did get told once in a Cracker Barrel. A waiter was like, looked at me and he was like, you know who you look like? And I was like, who? And I already kind of knew what he was going to say. And he said, have you watched Breaking Bad?
And you're like, oh. But that's so funny because that's what people would ask me too. They'd say, have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yes.
And then they'd say Krysten Ritter.
Yeah.
Which I don't even knew her from that. Like,
right. She's more notable from other things. But
I will say I also thought what's the name? A young Elizabeth Moss from The Invisible Man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Young. And also the main girl from The Descent, but I forgot. The blondie one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The one whose family gets
killed. It's the very, you know, prominent, sharp features, long, beautiful jawline.
Oh, the jawline right now.
Yes, you do. You have to mew. Oh, very good. And also the very, like, notable, beautiful, luscious lips.
Oh.
Of all of them. Mwah. And the beautiful blonde hair, of course.
Well, thank you.
All gorgeous ladies.
Gorgeous, gorgeous girls.
But you're the prettiest.
Thank you.
Okay, what are my looks?
I feel like you already know what I'm going to say, maybe.
Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello's twin.
Oh.
Jenna Ortega.
Oh, okay. I did not even think of that.
Really? Mm-mm. I mean, y'all have the same, like, dark...
It's the bangs. It's
the bangs, the dark hair, the paler skin, the eyes. She's, I mean, so hers pretty. Are dark brown, but, like, yours are gorgeous blue. But y'all have the same... I think y'all have a very, very similar look.
Thank you.
And also just, like, aesthetics. Like, I think... like the Wednesday Addams aesthetic. I think you encapsulate that.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I was also, I think, a season of your life too where you were very Wednesday.
Yes, that's true. I think my friend and I decided I was a sheep in wolves clothing. Because I a lot of the times dress very dark and brooding, but my closest friends know I'm just a sheep.
Yeah.
But I come off very intimidating to others.
Very like.
And when people are like, oh, what do you read? Like horror? What do you watch horror? You know? So I think people just think, because that's what my boss was always like, oh, you're so Wednesday Addams. And when I told my friend that, she's like, you're so not though. Like, you know?
Right. Like personality wise, no.
Yes.
You're not.
But people don't see that. Like they think I am. But same with Wednesday, if you've seen the TV show.
Yeah.
And the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. She's beautiful.
She is.
She's beautiful.
So are you. And you're more beautiful.
No, but okay. Don't talk about her that way. I want to see her in the Martin Freeman movie.
What one?
It's where he's a professor and she's a student.
What?
Yeah. It's gross. They got in trouble, too, because people were talking. Like, the intimacy director was, like, gabbing about, like, what they did and blah, 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 which you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Because you're literally the intimacy coordinator.
You're supposed to be private.
Yeah. So.
Martin Freeman? Really?
I know. Also, do you know he's, like, said the N-word and stuff? And he's, like, never apologized for it? I know. I was so sad.
Bilbo.
I know. I was like, yeah.
Bilbo, how dare you?
Anyway, Okay, now personality wise, also kind of looks like y'all have similar mm-hmm. looks too. I think Grace from Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
I was like, Ready or Not. So the thing is, and I mean this with peace and love, I think you would accidentally get in this situation. Because you are very trusting. Once like somebody earns your trust, you're mm-hmm. like, I trust you. And also like she didn't really have a reason not to, just right. besides like the family was a little weird.
Cuckoo.
So I think like this could be something that you somehow got yourself into. And like we always said, she was a Gryffindor, and you are very much a Gryffindor. You're loyal. Because mm-hmm. even whenever he gave her every opportunity to like turn away, she still gave him another chance. Yeah. Because you're a forgiving person. You are also very resourceful. Mm. Which is something that you have to be if you're trying to survive hide and seek. Also, I think like the whole vibe too, like the tennis shoes with the wedding dress vibe, yeah. like cute, grunge, but still sweet, feminine. And you do have both of those sides too. Like she does, like she was like, I'm a beautiful bride, but then she's also like, I'm gonna kill this kid, mm-hmm. you know? So once
wasn't afraid to kill a kid.
No, you're not. You sure aren't.
If they are attacking me.
No, exactly. That's like, you are the sweetest little ray of sunshine. Love everybody until like you get wronged. And then you're like, okay, you don't deserve me that. You don't deserve my best.
Let me throw you in this pig sty.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something I admire about you, because I'm the one that keeps returning to get stabbed. I'm like, no, it's okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, no, it's not okay to hurt me. And I appreciate and admire that about you. And you also look like her, too, because she also looks like you. And that's it.
Oh, well, thank you.
I also think that movie is a very good reflection of your character, too, because it's, like, a little fantastical, fun, mm-hmm. and then...
Just, like, and fighting old money.
Yeah. And then at the end, it's, like, oh, supernatural all of a sudden. Yeah. Like, for no reason, mm-hmm. randomly. And, yeah.
And covered in blood.
Yes.
It's me all the
That's
time.
You all the time.
Covered in blood.
When I came in here today, I was like, again?
Again? Covered in blood.
Another kid?
I was like, sorry.
Sorry. You stabbed
it's
me.
Another kid and covered in blood.
In the pigsty.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. This one is also think you'll have similar looks as well.
Okay.
Okay. And let me just preface. I think this is... Like, if you were to go the opposite way, this is where you'd go.
If I was bad.
Mm-hmm.
If I was good.
If you were bad.
Okay.
And that is, do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
You have no clue?
No.
Pearl.
Pearl?
Pearl.
That was my brother's first word. Did I say that on the podcast?
No. I don't think so.
Pearl was my brother's first word.
There you go.
It's because my dog is named Pearl.
Oh. I was like, that proves it.
You go, puh, puh.
That's cute.
I know. Pearl. So if I let my manic go.
I think so. Because I think in some ways you are just like, you want to get out of town. You want to get out of town.
Uh-huh.
You want to leave. But sometimes, you know, there's things that hold you back. And I think you could... If you were to let yourself go, you could just turn on everyone and hatchet them up.
Yeah, I do feel like that often.
I think it's just in there.
There is.
And if you were to go that way, that's how you go, I think, would be you'd set your mom on fire.
Sorry, Gladys.
You would suffocate your dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You would... hatchet your sisters in the back,
mm-hmm.
and you would hatchet Bryce in the neck and push his car in
that beautiful
the
car.
Lake with an alligator.
And then grab a scarecrow.
Grab a scarecrow and go to town.
Ew. Gross.
No, but I think there's just like a little bit of a wide-eyed innocence to you sometimes.
So maybe I
am, though. And especially how I met you, like when I first met you. It was definitely.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of white-eyed innocence. And you ruined it. I didn't ruin it. Don't put that on me.
Oh, who gave me my first sip of alcohol? No, it was literally like
it was in two sips. And it was in the privacy of...
privacy of... I was 21. Our own home.
You were 21.
21.
And it was the privacy of our home. It was not in, like, out and about.
No. It was very responsible.
Buying you a whole thing of alcohol to go be free with. It was here, have this little sip and try it and see if you like it. Just see. I had my first. That's kind of how I had my first sip of alcohol, too.
That's the way to do it. In a safe environment. Mm-hmm. Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink Pearl. And watch your friends. Thank you. Maybe that means I am a wolf in sheep's clothing then.
I think you're a
everybody's both.
I think you're a sheep in wolf's clothing, but if you wear that clothing, wolf's clothing, long enough.
Oh, you're right. So I shouldn't.
It could be what you become.
I shouldn't hatchet people?
You shouldn't hatchet people.
No.
But if you're going to.
But if I'm going to.
Do it like Pearl.
Okay.
And you can like dance and sing and stuff, and I could just see you like dancing and singing.
Dancing and singing. You have seen me do that.
I have seen you dance and sing.
Many a time.
I have.
You've done it with me.
I've also done it with you.
Just once, right? I've also done it with you.
I've danced and sang with you, that is.
I've danced and sung with you as well, right?
In it. So there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This one's, you're just going to have to bear with me, okay?
Okay. Wait, I feel like you're going to have to bear with me for the last one, so.
This is already three, right? Oh, no, this is the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. And I can't remember the movie, but it's the Vampire Bachelorette Party movie.
Yes.
Do you know that one?
I do.
Okay. I need to look up the character's name. I looked it up earlier. Let's look at my history.
Is it the girl...
It's a sister, not the girl who's crazy.
Not the girl who's marrying the vampire, right?
Right. Vampire Bachelorette.
It's the sisters who's like, you're crazy.
Why are there 47 Vampire Bachelorette? Oh, party ideas. Okay. I don't want that, but okay. Bachelorette movie.
Well, it was called like,
You shouldn't have left. No.
We'll probably find it faster if you scroll back to our episode. I want to say Beth, but I don't think that's right.
I honestly think it sounds correct though.
But Beth is a sister in The Descent, so.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let me look back. I guess not that it really matters. Nobody's gonna look. Did we actually watch that, or was it just Horror Bachelorette?
No, we actually watched it.
No, wasn't it for your bachelorette party, though?
Oh, no. We watched Mary-Kate and Ashley movie for my bachelorette.
No, party. I meant for it. No. I meant for, Wedding Horror, Ready or Not.
Oh,
we watched all of those.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Anyway.
Might not be listed in the description.
No. Anyway, you remind me of the...
sister
that cleans up everything, because I feel like this can get a little deep. Okay in our friend groups in the last 7 years,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you've been the constant that's like the voice of reason, even if you were maybe the one that was being wronged or hurt or something like that. You were always the first one to be like, no, this is how it is, you're the voice of reason, even if you don't necessarily believe it. You'd still be like, no, this is mm-hmm. right, you know, and it would influence your decisions and how you would respond to people. And you were never, like, you never thought less of somebody for being a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, you know, if you were living with him or something like that. So I think that you were a very non-judgmental person. At the end of the day, you just want everybody to be happy, and you just want everybody to do what's right, though. Like, you're not afraid to tell people,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, maybe don't do that, you know, which is what a good friend needs to be. And even if you know that that might make the person mad at you. And she does. She's like, hey, don't marry this vampire. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And the sister's like, fuck you. You're the worst. Yeah. And I also feel like you and your sister would have that same dynamic if you were put in that situation. Not that your sister's dumb and would marry a vampire. But I mean,
right.
I think you'd be the one to clean it up. sorry, Ashley. Love you. Yeah. Does that make sense?
It does.
And you're the smart one, so you wouldn't, not compared to your sister, I just mean in our friend group, so you wouldn't be the one that's like, I'm gonna go dance with these random guys. In the middle You'd be of the one street. Being like, don't do that. Like, don't.
Yeah.
So, you're very final girl material, so I thought of a lot of different final girls.
Thank you.
But I think that one... I could see us in that situation, and I think you'd act that way, as opposed to the other ways
that you could act. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a very thoughtful answer.
I did get told this week, though, by my other friend group. They're all named Emily as well. There's three Emilys. They said they just randomly texted who would be the first one of us to die. And I was like, I'm so, unfortunately, like, it is 100% me. And everybody's like, I didn't want to say it, but, like, we all, I was like, wait, I can say it, but y'all can't.
Y'all can't say it.
So, my worst fears are confirmed. I would be the first one.
The first one to
she
go.
She said, I didn't want to say it, but I'm pretty sure we'd look up and be like, where's Emily? And she's just dead. And I was like, you're so right.
She's the one we find.
Yep. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, that was a very thoughtful answer.
I hope yours is silly.
It is. Mine is silly because, and it's not thoughtful. So don't be offended.
No, I don't want people to talk to me about me being thoughtful.
How wonderful and beautiful and sweet and kind and thoughtful and generous you are. Literally was like, I'll come pick you up from Louisiana.
I love a good car ride.
So that's Emily. But in this situation... I feel like, Emily, you are Reagan from The Exorcist. Now, listen, I don't feel like, I don't think you as a child, and I see this too, is you as a kid.
Okay.
I don't think you would ever have messed with the Ouija board. You would have been way too scared.
Or pee myself. I would not have pee myself.
Well.
Maybe. You know what? Well, you're right. Sorry. Maybe.
If you were under the influence of a demon, I feel like you would be just a conduit for a demon would be like,
yeah,
as a little kid, like you were scared of everything.
Weakling, get her.
That a demon would have easily attached to you.
Yeah, I think you're so right.
Would have made your head turn around over and over.
You're so right.
But
I believe everything.
I also believe that. You have people, me included, as your mother, who would fight for you.
Thank you.
And expel that freaking demon.
Get up.
And I would throw myself out a window for you.
Aww.
Is that what happens?
Well, he does it because the demon is like, go kill yourself. And like,
right. I would, if the demon wanted out of you, I would let it come into me, and then I would throw myself down the stairs.
Thank you. Don't do that, though. Let it take me.
I won't, but you're just way too precious for this world.
Thank you.
Just like little Reagan.
I would have. Thank goodness I had Jesus in my heart when I was a kid, because, man, they would have been like, this sucker believes in everything and is scared of everything. Like, she will. Yeah, she's like... gullible as heck. Latch on to her. So I think you're so right, and I accept it. And you know what, sue me for being a trusting person.
sue me for believing.
See, that's what I said. What did I say? I was like, you're the one that's like, fool me once, no more. And I'm the one that's like, you can fool me twice. As many times as you want, and I'll still believe you.
And yeah. I will vomit out green pea soup. And I can just see you, like, bent over backwards, like, going down the stairs like a spider.
Yeah.
With blood coming out of your mouth.
Okay.
I can just, try. I can just I can picture it.
You can picture it. No. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is a thoughtful answer, though. I mean, not like thoughtful as in like
sweet,
the way but... I, no, like thoughtful as in like, I really thought about this.
And I did.
I thank you, Reagan. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have one more. I think you are the soda from Willy's Wonderland. Oh. Because you give us all energy and life.
Thank blood. You.
I just thought of it just now.
I think you are the pinball machine.
Because people beat me up because all day.
People beat you up and you just take it.
See? I do.
I'm kidding.
No, I literally had a meeting with my boss today and she said, our goal is for you to set boundaries. And I was like, no, absolutely not. But yes, okay, fine. So I do get beat up all day. That's okay.
True, though. Because you did say earlier, like, if someone offered me a house and I needed it, I would say no thank you.
Yes.
So I think
I did say that. I was like, I was homeless.
I mean, I get it, but, like, take the house at least.
I said, if I was homeless and starving and they said, here's a house for you, I'd say no. No, I'm thank good, you. Thank you.
I cannot imagine taking
one
from anyone.
Penny from anyone. Well, this was kind of like a lesson in psychology.
It kind of was.
I have a new therapist, so should I bring this to her?
Yes.
Say, this is for you. Please dissect
me. Listen to this episode.
And that way I don't have to come.
So we get a download.
We get another download. I will not bring it to you. You need to listen to it yourself.
Yes. Your homework, therapist. Your homework,
therapist. We also have an addendum. Is that what you call it when you... An amendment?
From what?
From last episode when we didn't know about the Bill of Rights.
Oh.
I got a text this morning from my brother with the eye rolling emojis saying the Bill of Rights are the first 10 amendments.
Okay. Is that not what we said?
I thought that's what we did say, but maybe we didn't. Anyway, if not, cover our asses. Because we don't know what cover you people are going to say about us.
Cover our asses.
Cover our asses. Well, this is a lovely episode.
Lovely. I'm sorry that I told y'all about the Fleshlight movie.
Thank you for telling us about the Fleshlight movie so that we won't watch it. And that was called the
special.
If you ever go to a brothel and they say, you want the special?
Say no.
Thank you.
And if you see a box, a purple box that says, put it in here, don't
do it. And if
you do, you will become it.
And if lube is giving you rash, switch to a different lubricant.
And don't kill your best friend over a Fleshlight.
No. Did you partake in celibacy week last week? Oh, no, she didn't.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Actually. She doesn't believe me.
I don't believe you.
I did.
Okay.
No babies for Christmas.
No babies for Christmas.
Except maybe you.
No.
Not wishing that on you. No. Knock on wood. I'm knocking on the wood with my foot.
Knock on that wood, because I ain't trying to do that. All
doesn't
that.
Count if you use a Fleshlight. Yeah. Did you?
Did I use a Fleshlight?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't?
I did not.
Did the lube give you rash?
No.
Okay. All right. We're good. Everything's fine here.
Everything's fine.
Everyone's here. Everyone's fine. No babies.
No babies. No baby for December.
For Christmas. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
You're just repeating the thing I say. Thank you for listening. Says Dulce say the Raven.
Dulce say the Raven.
Nevermore, nevermore.
Nevermore.
Do you know the first time I heard that?
When?
When I was watching a Halloween episode. A Treehouse of Horror Halloween episode from The Simpsons. I'm so well versed.
I'm so well versed.
I am so educated.
So educated.
Join us next week.
When we talk about something else.
We'll talk about something else.
Something else we gotta talk about. And it'll be next week. Oh. Next week, this is what we're doing next week. I am going to teach Emily about frogging.
Oh, yes. I don't know what it is.
She has no clue what it is.
I've not looked it up.
She's not looked it up.
You just literally repeating everything I say.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to teach her about frogging. So if you guys want to hear about frogging, if you know about frogging, whatever about frogging, you're going to learn about it next week.
And also, don't tell me about it.
Don't tell Emily about frogging.
For at least a week. Please.
Don't. Gosh.
Don't tell me.
Thanks, guys. I'm scared
that it's something creepy with a fleshlight box.
Well, could be.
Okay.
Sounds like it could be.
It does sound dirty.
But it's not dirty, okay?
Okay.
No lube needed. This is not our 69th episode.
Oh, yeah. Guys, give us some tips
for our 69.
It's 59. It is a 59.
We need some tips.
Some tips.
Give us some tips for our 69th episode. Maybe we could do the whole thing like this.
Okay.
What do you think, Emily?
Okay.
Okay.
She tries to be sexy once. Okay.
Okay.
It's not my forte, guys. Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram. @/andslaypod On TikTok, @/andslaypod even though Facebook. We haven't used TikTok in like 10 years.
I haven't used it personally. I hate it. I hate TikTok. Ban it. Anyway.
They're trying.
Okay. I know. Facebook. We're on there too.
@andslaypod
@andslaypod
Anywhere you want to find Anywhere. Us. You can probably find us there. Okay.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye. Flashlight, flashlight, flashlight.